Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eyewitness Steve Blass, who saw something special at PNC Park last night. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, you mentioned that one at bat. The rest of it was not very pretty, but that was kind of neat when planets aligned and the brothers can compete against each other, especially one of the brothers who's really shown us that he can persevere after 10 years in the minor leagues. Colin Moran's brother got to the big leagues, not only struck his brother out, but in his first major league appearance, picked up a major league win. That was pretty neat.
Now, Brian is Colin's older brother by four years. And based on Colin's comments after, he has admired his brother's perseverance to weather 10 years in the minors to get there. Their parents flew in for this series because they knew that this was going to be Brian's major league debut. So they've been there in the stands for all of the games waiting for him to make the major league debut. And I know you guys have been talking about the possibility of the brothers facing off with Colin in the batter's box. But it was just a cool moment.
Yeah, yeah. You know how many things have to work together to bring that about? And they were showing on the TV side the family, and you could see the emotions. In fact, the emotions of the night before when they interviewed Brian, that he got to the big leagues and was in a major league clubhouse and might face his brother, the emotions were very real. And you can imagine, you know, 10 years is a long time to try to make it to the big leagues and not quit. And so it was great. Excuse me. It was a great moment. And the other side of the coin, of course, is that Dario Agrizal's parents came from Panama to watch him pitch, and that went sideways. So interesting stuff. But other than that moment, it was one of those really not so good baseball games. Not classic quality Major League Baseball last night.
No, and when you're playing one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, you shouldn't be sitting there losing to them.
Well, we got right down to their level, to be quite honest. And the Marlins made some sloppy plays. We made some sloppy plays. And we got off to a 5-1 start thanks to one of their really bad plays in the first inning. And then we scored five in the first and then didn't do anything at all until the game was out of hand in the bottom of the ninth. And then Reynolds and Bell promptly went back-to-back with home runs, or almost back-to-back. And it was too little, too late. And the middle part of the game was not good.
Yeah, I tuned in early and was excited, sat back, and, you know, Pirates score five in the first. You're like, wow, this is great.
Got this in hand.
We got this one. And...
Yeah, well, once again, we're reminded you don't know what's coming next in a baseball game. Yeah, I was, here we go. You know, the Marlins are a struggling team. You know, you got one of the worst records in baseball. And said, well, we're up 5-1 in the first. This could be a real laugher, and we didn't laugh.
No.
Didn't laugh.
All right, free shirt Friday. You got the St. Louis Cardinals coming to PNC Park. The weather's going to be great. And I saw Greg Brown's been following you all year with his little videos. What do you call them, the Chronicles, the Blast Chronicles?
Yeah.
Who was the broadcaster that came in yesterday and said his first game was at Forbes Field, and he saw some young pitcher. His name was Steve Blass.
Yeah, Dave Van Horn has been with the Montreal Florida franchise for years and years. He first broadcast a major league game in 1969, and his first Expos versus Pirates game was at Forbes Field in 1969, and I was pitching, and he remembers being there. Hall of Famer, by the way. He's been a great broadcaster, so we got him in there, said hello, and did another chapter of the Chronicles. and Dave Van Horn, quality, Hall of Fame quality person, was kind enough to mention a few things. So On it goes. Greg has been quite diligent with the Chronicles.
Yeah, see, they're so
yeah,
much
he's
fun.
Been really good.
I really
that.
Enjoy those. And by the way, I want everybody to know we're just a couple of weeks away from the 2019 Man of the Year dinner. And it's Steve Blass, put on by the Circus Saints and Sinners Club, the Bob Prince Tent, which is the Pittsburgh chapter benefiting Cystic Fibrosis Pennsylvania, Western PA, and Brothers Brother Foundation, which we know has done a great job in helping so many people. And Steve, are you prepared emotionally for this night, Saint and Sinner?
I think I am, yeah. You know, anything with Bob Prince legacy involved, and of course, he is a Hall of Fame broadcaster in the wing with Dave Horn. So I'm very much looking forward to it. Cystic fibrosis, of course, is very near and dear to my heart. My nephew had a double lung transplant. He's had CF since he was a baby, and he's in his late 30s now, which is spectacular. So happy to do that because of Prince's legacy and also the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So, it's going to be a great night. And we hope it's a great night. By the way, the St. Louis Cardinals are one of the hottest teams in baseball. They're 21-6 in their last 27 games. So dig your heels in, and we'll hope we have games that will match the weather, which is supposed to be
The Pirates play to their competition, so tonight will be a great night for
we'll
the Pirates.
We'll put a stop to that. All right, Steve.
That's right.
You have a great weekend. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Steve Blass, a Pirate for Life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.